Aroma of Favor, Part 2. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his clothing, and blessed him, and said, Surely, the smell of my son is like the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. Genesis chapter 27, verse 27, New King James Version. This is the key Bible verse for the Come and See devotional today. The first part of this series of devotionals showed how the divine aroma of favor secured Jacob's blessings for eternity by the verbal proclamations of his father Isaac. With this proclamation upon his life, Jacob began to breathe out the visible scent of divine favor, and this would last for as long as he lived. Wherever he appeared, that fragrance of divine favor announced his presence. He received many blessings, and here we should note the carefully chosen words of Isaac, who said, May God give you heaven's dew and earth's richness, an abundance of grain and new wine. May nations serve you and peoples bow down to you. Be lord over your brothers, and may the sons of your mother bow down to you. May those who curse you be cursed, and those who bless you be blessed. Genesis chapter 27, verse 28 to 29, New International Version. Later in his life, Jacob's name was changed to Israel. Read Genesis chapter 32, verse 22 to 32. By that stage, one noticeable thing about him was the aura of his appearance. He arrived at a place known as Padan Aram to live with his uncle Laban. The Bible recorded as follows, the warm response of Laban on hearing of Jacob's arrival. As soon as Laban heard of the news about Jacob, his sister's son, he hurried to meet him. He embraced him and kissed him and brought him to his home, and there Jacob told him all these things. Then Laban said to him, You are my flesh and blood. Genesis chapter 29, verse 13 to 14, New International Version. The same response was repeated when he met his brother Esau, whom he had cheated earlier. Although Esau had pledged to kill him, Esau could not resist the fragrance of favor that now surrounded his brother's presence. Thus, when Esau first saw his brother, he was subdued by the aroma of divine favor upon Jacob. This is what turns hatred to love and rejection to total acceptance. The Bible reads, But Esau ran to meet Jacob and embraced him. He threw his arms around his neck and kissed him, and they wept. Genesis chapter 33, verse 4, New International Version. He became used to a lifestyle of general approval and warm embrace. The aroma of favor is one of the blessings of Abraham and is available for us even now through Jesus Christ. Galatians chapter 3 verse 14 reads, He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus. Redemption gives us a new identity, and our arrival anywhere becomes evident in the spiritual and physical realm of life. We can be likened to a ray of sunshine whose appearance cannot be ignored or go unnoticed. It is no wonder in Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 to 16, Jesus compared believers to two essential items needed by all of us, light and salt. The world will notice your exploits. Let us pray. Father, let your favor surround me and make me acceptable with kindness to everyone I come into contact with in the journey of my life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. This message was brought to you by Evangelical Ministries International, EMI. We know this message has been a blessing to you. Please share your testimonies with us by visiting our website, www.evangelicalministries.org, or contact us on info@evangelicalministries.org. God bless you.